In El Salvador, the party of former Marxist rebels has won the presidency. Journalist Mauricio Funes defeated the candidate of the ruling Arena Party. It's the first time a left-wing party has come to power in El Salvador. Funes will take over a country plagued by widespread poverty, with promises to mend the country's polarized politics. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from the capital, San Salvador.
The Farabunda Martí National Liberation Front, or FMLN, formed in 1980 as a band of Marxist guerrillas attempting to seize power in El Salvador. They spent 12 years fighting in the jungle, followed by almost two decades in the political opposition, and last night they finally accomplished their goal. After it was announced that Funes had won, Jorge Jiménez, a former guerrilla, was crying tears of joy as he hugged two of his comrades. We are happy, happy, Jiménez said. It's an immense joy, but also an immense worry, because we have so many things to do and bigger sacrifices to come, but it's worth it for this courageous people. The FMLN is a coalition of political parties that's dominated by the Communist Party. Funes is part of a new generation in the FMLN. He wasn't a guerrilla, and he's kept his distance from the communist wing of the party. Funes's critics have warned that he'll swing what has been one of the most conservative governments in Latin America to the far left. But in a speech announcing his victory, Funes said he'll provide secure and moderate change for El Salvador, and he promised to work across the country's polarized politics.
A todos los salvadoreños y salvadoreñas que nos unamos para reconstruir nuestro país y hacer de verdad un país para todos.
He called on Salvadorans to come together to reconstruct their country and build a nation for everyone. El Salvador has had a small ruling oligarchy since colonialism. This was a reference to overcoming the vast social and economic inequalities that have plagued the country throughout its history.
Paleta, paleta, paletas.
Voter turnout was extremely high across the country as Salvadorans flocked to the polls. Outside the largest polling place in the capital, the city's convention center, vendors were hawking bottled water and paletas, homemade ice cream on a stick. 66-year-old Tomas Vinaloa, in a white Arena polo shirt and matching white Arena cowboy hat, had just voted. Vinaloa said a victory by Funes would turn El Salvador into a communist state.
Mire, desgraciadamente, el señor Funes no va a mandar.
Unfortunately, Mr. Funes is not going to be in command, Vinaloa said. The old orthodoxy of the FMLN is who's going to be in charge. But at the end of election day, Vinaloa's view of Funes as a communist in sheep's clothing was in the minority. A victory rally for Funes extended into the wee hours of the morning. Supporters in FMLN red t-shirts waved party flags and danced in the streets. Mauricio Funes takes over as El Salvador's next president on June 1st. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, San Salvador.